Welcome to the Dream Plan Start Grow Show, where the goal is to provide you tips and tools to create and execute your business plan for success.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I am jumping on really early, even early for me to go live. It's a little before 8 o'clock. And I wanted to talk a little bit about gratitude. You know, I was listening to something on Clubhouse. I got up even a little early for me this morning, about 4:30. My stepdaughter was cleaning her room with her friend and they were rearranging. And so I'm a fairly light sleeper and my dog kept hearing things too. And would bark and then I would wake up. So anyway, I finally got up at 4:30 because I was like, okay, I might as well just get up. And I ended up going to the gym. So that was the good thing about getting up at 4:30. I was planning to hopefully go to the gym, but I was going to get up a little bit later. And I got to the gym, but I was listening to Clubhouse. So I sometimes listen to a show, Breakfast with Champions, or that's a house or room or whatever they're calling now in Clubhouse. And they were talking a lot about gratitude. And it just reminds me, so I've done different gratitude practices in my life. Sometimes I have done it in the first thing in the morning. More recently, I am doing it, like I'm writing it down at night. I've really been trying to improve my sleep at night. So just getting deeper sleep, you know, just better sleep. So it may not be a ton of sleep. It may not be 6 hours, 8 hours. Although I am trying to get 6 hours, but I'm really working on that. So I've been practicing gratitude and affirmations at night. So I kind of flipped it to the evening schedule. But I find that when we're out in life, people complain all the time. Have you ever been around people? I'm too this, I'm too that. I mean, this guy cut me off. I mean, heck, if you turn the news on, I'm not a big news person, but if you turn the news on, that's all you hear is like, this person got shot, this person got killed. Like, I mean, it's just never anything good. Sometimes the evening news at, you know, the local news, they have some feel good story at the very end, which you're like, oh, finally, something that's like positive, right? But gratitude improves your mental health. And that's like number one. So think about, you know, reframing things. You know, there's always a solution out there. So maybe it's sounds horrible, but when I was listening this morning to Clubhouse, the person speaking was giving this example that she has a friend that she's known since 18. And I'm guessing she's probably in her late 30s, maybe early 40s. Maybe younger than that, but she's known him a long time. And he was out jogging around Christmas time and he got hit by a car and he's now quadriplegic. But he's kind of flipped that script a little bit where, you know, it's like, how do you flip a script when, you know, you were running and now all of a sudden you're quadriplegic? How do you flip that script? But A, you're alive, you know, like it's like he's grateful he's alive. He has 8 kids, a wife. Grateful he's alive. He's grateful that, you know, he can still think clearly, like there's no brain trauma or anything like that. You know, so how do you flip the script when something's going wrong in your life? And that's really, you know, one of the things today I want to talk a little bit about is, you know, like, because gratitude can improve your mental health. I mean, there's a lot of people walking around depressed in this world, unfortunately, and, you know, just down in general. And it's like, if you really think about it, you know, if you're listening to this from the United States, we are one of the wealthiest nations. Yet there's so much poverty here. There's so much, you know, negativity. We just had a band, Beatles on the Beach from Finland, and they kept saying like, and we're the happiest nation in the world, which they're ranked number one in the happiest nation in the world. In the United States, I don't think it's the top 10, which is a little scary given what we have here. You know, so look around yourself and how can you be grateful for your home, your car, your, you know, that you're alive, that you're seeing another day? If you can walk, if you can talk, if you can, you know, there's so many things we can be grateful for because there's so many people that have less than we have. So it improves mental health and enhances physical health, you know, because a lot of times people that practice gratitude have less aches and pains. You know, if you have some kind of physical condition, you know, think about what you do have in that. You know, so if you say you have a bad knee or something like that, you know, think about how you can celebrate other parts of your body that are doing really well. You know, maybe you are, you know, fit. Maybe you are, you know, how can you say like, hey, I'm grateful for being fit. I'm grateful that my lungs are clear. I'm grateful for, you know, what are the other things that you can, instead of focusing on the negative, that you can flip that a little bit. Hey, Paul, thanks for jumping on this morning. You know, gratitude helps promote better sleep. And that's one of the reasons I flipped my practice to the evening is because I've been really working on that sleep thing, because I find if I get that 6 hours of sleep, that's kind of my breaking point during the week. If I can do that, then I'm like on point all day. If I don't do that, so I did a little bit less last night, so we'll see how my day goes. But, you know, it's not every day, but if I can really focus on that and go to bed in a better mindset, in a better, if something happened in my day, you know, like, what am I grateful for? What are those affirmations? You know, then it helps with resilience. So gratitude's great for resilience. You know, think about, you know, we encounter challenges all the time, and I'm live streaming this not only to my personal pages, but to my business pages too. And we have challenges in business all the time. So if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, you know, you're working in a business, whatever it is, you always can, there can always be challenges, but then how can you, you know, practice gratitude around, hey, I have a business. I'm so thankful I have this great business. You know, things like that. How can we practice gratitude for that? You know, gratitude can enhance relationships, because think if you have a partner, and, you know, it could be a business partner, it could be a life partner, whatever that is for you, you know, just a, or a friend, like how can you be grateful for those people and how can you share that gratitude with them? Because a lot of times that helps them be lifted up too. You know, so that's the other thing, you know, because a lot of times we don't do that. And I find that myself, I don't always do that, you know, like people around me, like Jack's great in my life. But sometimes, you know, I'm always focusing on like what's going wrong, as opposed to like, hey, I have this great guy. He's handsome. He's loving. He's all those things. You know, as long as I'm practicing that gratitude, you know, some of the other can go, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to overlook things, but just think of how you can flip the script a little bit. And then gratitude can help improve self-esteem, because think when you are down and, you know, like this is negative happening, this is negative happening, this is negative happening, and all these things around you are happening. A lot of times we stay focused on that. And I will tell you from like the law of, attraction. Sorry, I had to think about that for a minute. The law of attraction, you know, when you focus on negativity around you, you bring more negativity to you. If you can focus on what you're grateful for, you will start seeing things that will bring you more gratitude and more positives in your life. Practicing gratitude can reduce aggressive behavior. You know, like we see those horrific stories sometimes about road rage. And I'm just like, how do people get to that point in their life where they, you know, flip out a gun or they like, you know, yell at people? I mean, that it's kind of unbelievable to me, like how you can get to that point in your life. But then if you're always in the negativity and you're always rushing around and you're not really like really focusing on what you're grateful for, I can kind of see how someone can get there, unfortunately. And then gratitude can help increase optimism. So again, you know, if you think about the law of attraction, you know, the more we can put out that positive vibe, then the more we attract that positive vibe back to us. So really think about how you can practice gratitude in your life. And for me, again, I'm doing it at night right now, but I am simply writing down like 10 things I'm grateful for. I have done it in the morning before. It's a great way to start your day. Maybe someday I'll do it on both sides of my day, which would be even better. But for now, right now, I'm doing it at night. And I'm just writing 10 things I'm grateful for. And oftentimes they're the same things over and over, but it just reminds me at night before I go to sleep, all the great things that are happening in my life. And then finally, practicing gratitude can help boost mental strength. So think about how you can use gratitude to improve your life, because it's so simple. I mean, if you just wrote 10 things you're grateful for every day, and it literally takes less than five minutes, you can improve your life. You can improve your mental health. You can improve your optimism. There's so many things you can improve just by doing it once a day, writing 10 things down. Grab a piece of paper. If you have a journal, write it in a journal, whatever works for you. But the gratitude practice is such a key thing to help you and improve your life. So as I said, I was on Clubhouse this morning and they were talking about gratitude, and I really wanted to jump on and just share that message, because as a business owner, there are so many ups and downs in my, like the pandemic hit and no one was expecting that, things like that. And as long as we can practice gratitude and stay in that movement towards faith, you know, that's, I think, really what's helped me be more faithful. Maybe it's not the right word in my business, but really see the big picture. You know, I always saw the big picture in my business, but when I really focused on my own mental health, my own optimism, my own gratitude, things like that, it helped me accelerate even more in my business. And that's really a key thing for me, is how can I, you know, because in business, it's not just about you own a business and that's it. And it's really, we have to keep leveling each other up as business owners. And as business owners, as I level up, my business is going to go up with me. But I find that if you don't work on yourself at all as a business owner, then you're going to find a much tougher road. And so that's what I would share with you this morning, is gratitude is an essential practice in everyday life. And figure out, you know, even if it's like saying them in your mind, writing them down, whatever it is for you, find a gratitude practice. You can start with just 5 things. Go to 10. You know, I haven't gone past 10, but some people do. It's really up to you, but focus on the positives in life. We live in a beautiful country, those of you that are in the United States. I mean, I live in a beautiful state. I mean, Florida is a beautiful state. I mean, it's sunny out this morning. It's a little cool, but it's sunny out. I got to drive by the ocean this morning after I went to the gym. It's just such a great gift. And once I see it that way, instead of like, oh my God, it's cold, it's Florida and it's 50 something out, like, what good does that do me? Great. I get awesome weather. Awesome, Daniel. Gratitude is the foundation of my strength. I so agree with you, Daniel. And I think that's where my faith in the unexpected has come out for my business, you know, because sometimes I don't know where things are going. And it's just having that faith and that consistency that allows me to see and just walk into the big picture. I don't have to know the how of everything. I can just keep moving forward, and it unfolds before me. So thanks to all those that jumped on this morning with me. They said it's a little earlier than I normally go live, but figure out if you're watching this on the replay, drop in the chat what works for you. And if you don't practice gratitude, drop in the chat that say you are going to, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your perspective. It's going to change how you do things. And it will make you a better person, and those around you will feel the effects as well. And it will improve everything around you too. So if you own a business, it will improve your business. If you, you know, have a spouse, it will help that relationship. All those things will improve just by that small practice once a day. Have a great rest of your day. I hope you, wherever you are in the United States or outside the United States, have a fabulous day. If you're experiencing colder weather, appreciate that spring is coming. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dream, Plan, Start, Grow podcast with Allison Turner. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join our community by joining the Dream, Plan, Start, Grow Facebook group. Or for more resources, go to my website, theallisonturner.com.